Today, Canada enters upon the fourth year of war. 3 years ago, it was difficult for men and women anywhere to believe what was told them of the probable duration of the war. Much less were they prepared to believe that Hitler's aim was world conquest. I doubt if peoples whose countries have not been invaded even yet appreciate the magnitude of the enemy's designs. Only those who themselves have been the victims of Nazi or Japanese deception, terrorism, and violence have begun to comprehend the real issue. At the time of Britain's entry into the war, speaking of the attack upon Poland by the armed forces of Germany, I said in a nationwide broadcast, "The fate of a single city, the preservation of the independence of a particular nation, are the occasion, not the real cause, of the present conflict." Referring to Hitler's methods and aim, I added, "It is this reliance upon force, this lust for conquest, this determination to dominate throughout the world, which is the real cause of the war that today threatens the freedom of mankind." Those words may have seemed extravagant at the time they were used 3 years ago. I question, however, if today any intelligent person will dispute their truth. That the war today threatens the freedom of mankind is abundantly clear. I should like to draw a distinction tonight, as I did 3 years ago, between the cause of the war and the real issue in the war. The cause, as I then said, was the lust for conquest, world domination. The real issue, however, goes even deeper. More than world domination is involved. Domination need not be wholly evil. You have heard it said that the best type of ruler is a benevolent despot. To have the world controlled by benevolence, however absolute the control, might not be an unmixed blessing. But a world ruled by a tyrant, himself the incarnation of evil, would not be a blessing in any form. It would be an unmixed curse. Yet, that would be the fate of the world should the enemy triumph in the conflict between the Axis powers and the United Nations. In 3 years of war, we have become only too familiar with the evidences of the satanic power of the enemy. Our minds have recoiled from the horrors, brutalities, and atrocities which, since Poland was attacked, have been recorded day by day. They, however, are but surface indications of something deeper and more malevolent. The Nazi purpose is to destroy every belief and to subvert every institution which, from childhood's days, men and women of the free countries of the world have been taught to reverence. Their aim is the total destruction of Christian civilization. Sometime before the invasion of Poland, Hitler himself said, "Whoever lights the torch of war in Europe can wish for nothing but chaos." Nothing but chaos. That represents the sum of what Nazi Germany, thus far, has contributed to the world. I have seen nowhere a truer statement of the real issue in this war than one by Miss Audrey Alexandra Brown, a young Canadian whose name and writings are, I am sure, familiar to many of you. Miss Brown completely rejects the idea that nothing is happening now which did not happen in the Dark Ages or under earlier despotisms. She defines the issue in these words: "Certainly, brutality and force are not new among men. It has always been true that, as the Psalms have it, the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. Men who are little more than savages can be expected to behave as beasts. But never before in history has a nominally civilized, a nominally Christian nation, deliberately made the profession, "Evil, be thou my good." This war is unlike all other wars, for the deformed monstrosities that sheltered in darkness have crawled out of that darkness and openly challenged the world for the possession of its soul. They no longer fight undercover, they flaunt in steel. For Germany to win this war would not mean merely a redrawing of boundaries or a shift in sovereignty. It would mean the destruction of the free spirit of man. I wish those words inscribed on parchment might be framed and hung upon the walls of every home. The aim of Nazi Germany and her militarist Japanese partner is not merely the conquest of territory, not even world domination in itself. The forces of evil, incarnated in the Axis powers, are seeking to possess the world's soul.